From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. Several months ago, we discussed a unique project aimed at domesticating the muskox, a native Alaskan animal, to provide a wool industry for the native peoples of Alaska. The soft underwool of the muskox, called Kiviut, is acknowledged by textile experts to be one of the finest natural fibers in the world. It is valued at about $50 a pound. The muskox project is in the news again, and today we will discuss the latest developments in this exciting project on This Is Your University. When we discussed the muskox project last fall, the latest development was a then-completed breeding program, the first since the project had started in 1964. In this program, two bulls were selected as sires, and each was given a harem of six cows. Since it was the first breeding program, timing was only an estimate at best, and project supervisors were not sure that their estimate was correct. On May 10th, the first result of the breeding project appeared, a bouncing 27-pound muskox bull. The proud father was Duke, the most docile of the eight muskox bulls. The mother is known only as Number 4 Girl. The birth occurred about midnight. Herdsman Terry Hall explained that he had checked Number 4 Girl about 10 that evening, and when he went back at midnight, the new calf was there. Although the baby bull weighed only 27 pounds, 4 Girl dropped from 435 to 377 pounds after the birth. Hall attributed most of the weight loss to dehydration and explained that the new mother had immediately taken steps to correct this situation by downing 5 gallons of water from a bucket in only 2 gulps. 2 days later, on the morning of May 12th, the second calf, this time a heifer, was born. A third calf, a bull, was born the next morning. Hall reported that all 3 births were normal and that the mothers required no assistance. The calves themselves need no special treatment and are already up and about, running around their quarters at the University Muskox Farm off of Yankovich Road. The best thing is to leave them alone, Hall explained. When the calves are several weeks old, they will be given inoculations against disease. Then they will be weaned in early August. The 3 new calves brought the muskox herd up to 35 animals, but the total was expected to change. 7 more calves were expected in the next few weeks. Next fall, Hall and his fellow workers plan to breed the stock again. This time, they will have a better understanding of the timing and gestation period. Eventually, project officials hope to increase the herd to at least 100 animals. The animals will then be loaned out as breeding stock to help natives start their own herds. Once his herd is established, a native would return a like number of animals to the project. Right now, the emphasis in the project is on developing a better domestic muskox. This muskox would be larger than the present animals, produce more wool, mature more rapidly, and be more docile. All these potential traits were considered when animals were selected for the first breeding project last fall. Eventually, officials hope these muskoxen will become the basis of a new industry for the state and for the native peoples of the North. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. University of Alaska's 45th commencement exercises were held last week on May 21st and May 22nd. During the exercises, 271 students received degrees, 6 well-known Alaskans received honorary degrees, and 4 university alumni were awarded distinguished alumni awards. These are the highlights of the university's 45th commencement. The details are our story today on This Is Your University. To the casual onlooker, commencement activities probably seem like a long parade of events designed to keep the graduate from receiving his diploma for as long as possible. For the graduates themselves, The events mark the end of years of struggle and study. They are things to be enjoyed. For the faculty and staff at the university, commencement is a time to honor those students who have successfully completed the requirements for their respective courses of study. This year, the commencement activities began with Alumni Day on Saturday, May 20th. During the morning, the University Alumni Association Board of Governors held their annual meeting. That afternoon, the alumni were given a tour of the campus so they could view all of the new developments. That evening, the Alumni Association held their annual banquet honoring the class of 67. During the banquet, distinguished alumni awards were presented to Margaret Murray, the first woman graduate of the university, Joseph Flackney, and William R. Cashin. Mrs. Murray graduated from the university in 1924. Since then, she has become well known for her work as a naturalist and a conservationist. Flackney, a 1934 graduate of the university, devoted more than 30 years to service in Alaska. He worked for many years with the territorial government and was the first agricultural agent with the Matanuska Valley Colony in 1935. Cashin, a 1937 graduate of the university, has been a member of the university faculty for more than 25 years. A fourth award was made to Dr. George Schaller, class of 1955, who was unable to be present for the banquet. On Sunday, baccalaureate services were held. Dr. Frederick P. McGinnis, president of Alaska Methodist University, gave the baccalaureate address. Following the baccalaureate service, the new 8-story resident hall was formally dedicated Terrace Moore Hall in honor of the university's second president. Monday, May 22nd, was graduation day. The commencement exercises began at 10 a.m. in the Patty Building Gymnasium. The commencement addresses were delivered by Rear Admiral Henry L. Miller, Chief of Information's U.S. Navy, and Dr. Terrace Moore. Diplomas were presented to 271 students, the largest graduating class in the history of the university. There were 39 associate degrees, 134 bachelor's degrees, 81 master's degrees, and 2 doctorates. Honorary doctorates were presented to 6 outstanding Alaskans by Board of Regents President Elmer Rasmussen. Rear Admiral Henry L. Miller and Dr. Terrace Moore were awarded Doctor of Laws degrees. Dr. Frederick P. McGinnis received a Doctor of Humane Letters degrees. Dr. Evangeline Atwood and C.W. Snedden were awarded Doctor of Letters degrees. 2 retiring university faculty members also received honors during the commencement. Dr. Christian T. Elvey was named Director of the Geophysical Institute Emeritus, and Professor Vina A. Clark was named Associate Professor of Home Economics Emeritus. This 45th commencement was quite an affair, especially for the 271 students who graduated. It marked the end of many years of hard work and study and the beginning of new careers for those who graduated. This was commencement at your university. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university.
This is your university.
Last week, more than 300 persons were attending classes and workshops on the University of Alaska campus. Some were attending the 18th Annual Homemaker Short Course. Others were attending summer college credit courses. 80 young Alaskans were busily engaged in the first week of the Upward Bound program. These people are just some of the many who will participate in programs at the University of Alaska this summer. These students and the summer programs they will attend are our story today on This Is Your University. This summer, more than 2,000 persons will visit the University of Alaska campus to participate in summer sessions, workshops, and conferences. 900 are expected to enroll in one or more of the many academic programs the university offers through its Department of Summer Sessions. Some of these people are already on campus. Some have even completed their programs and returned home. The first group attended pre-session courses June 5th through the 9th. 44 people were enrolled in the first of three workshops on Alaska the university will offer during this summer. Last week, 102 Alaskan homemakers were on campus for the 18th annual Homemakers Short Course. Another 156 enrolled in the short session, which offers academic courses during June. During this week, three teacher training institutes were opened at the university. They were the Rural Schools Institute, the Institute for Teachers of Handicapped Children, and the Institute for Secondary School Teachers of French. Monday, June 26, a fourth institute for English teachers will begin. 50 teachers are enrolled in the Rural Schools Institute, which trains and prepares teachers for work in the rural bush schools of Alaska. Some of the teachers are from Alaska, but most of them are from out of state and will be teaching in Alaska for the first time next fall. 36 teachers are attending the Institute for Teachers of Handicapped Children. These educators, all from Alaska, are receiving training to prepare them to work more effectively with mentally disturbed children. Those children with neurological impairment and children who are hard of hearing and deaf. The English and French institutes, which we discussed on a program earlier this year, will train high school French and English teachers to present their subjects more effectively. From July 3rd to July 8th, there will be another one-week summer school session, this one offering two courses. The second workshop on Alaska and Survey of Primitive Arts. The regular summer session, offering a variety of academic courses, will be held from July 10th to August 18th. More than 400 students are expected to enroll. In addition to these courses, many programs are offered for younger students during the summer. Some 80 students are enrolled in the Upward Bound program, which is designed to motivate underprivileged children into going to college. 15 young natives are enrolled in COPAN, which helps them to prepare to enter the university next fall. Other youth programs include a leadership conference, which will be held on campus from July 30th to August 3rd, and a summer music camp from July 17th to August 11th. In addition, many conferences and conventions will be held on campus this summer. Included are the Western Extension Directors Conference, an Arctic Institute of North America Symposium, a meeting of the Alaska Association of Soil Conservation Subdistricts, the 15th Annual Northwest National Extension Association meeting, and the annual meeting of the Alaska Association for the Advancement of Science. This, then, is summer at the University of Alaska. A busy program of academic and vocational courses, institutes, workshops, and conferences, all designed to meet the growing needs of education in Alaska and in the nation. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. Perhaps the most important group of people connected with any college or university is the least known to the public, the university faculty, and the students. Yet without them, the university would not be able to function. These people are the regents, the group charged with deciding the policies and directions of the university. What do the regents do and who are they? This is our story today on This Is Your University. The University of Alaska's Board of Regents dates back to the days before the school actually opened. The Act of the 1917 Territorial Legislature, which created the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines, also called for the appointment of a Board of Trustees to manage the school. The first board was appointed in 1917. To this board fell the task of supervising and planning and construction of a building to house the school and the selection of the first president and faculty. Since the opening of the school in 1922, the board has continually served as the guiding unit of the school, reviewing the finances, determining policies, setting salaries, approving new programs, and planning for future development. To accomplish their tasks, board members meet at least twice a year, once in October and again just before commencement. The October meeting is a budget meeting. The board studies budget requests for the next fiscal year and compiles the final budget for presentation to the state legislature. At the spring meeting, the board reviews and approves the degrees to be confirmed at commencement. In addition, the board generally meets several times during the year. The board members themselves are appointed for 8-year terms by the governor. Their appointments are approved by the state legislature. They receive no compensation for their efforts except travel expenses and living expenses while the board is in session. Members of the present Board of Regents are Elmer E. Rasmussen, William A. O'Neill, Dorothy A. Reedy, Dr. Arthur Scheibel, Robert E. McFarlane, James Nolan, Everett C. Bolden, and Edith C. Bullock. Rasmussen is president of the board. A pioneer Alaskan, he is president of the National Bank of Alaska in Anchorage and has served as a member of the board since 1950. O'Neill, an alumni of the university, is the regent with the longest service. He has served as a member of the board since 1948 and is currently vice president. Dr. Scheibel, a Fairbanks physician, is treasurer of the board and has been a member since 1961. Mrs. Dorothy Reedy, a Fairbanks businesswoman, serves as secretary. McFarland is president of the Alaska State Federation of Labor. A resident of Anchorage, he has been a member of the board since 1963. The remaining three regents, James Nolan, Everett C. Bolden, and Edith C. Bullock, were appointed to the board this year. Regent Nolan, a Wrangell businessman, was appointed to fill the unexpired term of Dr. William C. Whitehead of Juneau, who died last year. Regents Bolden and Bullock succeed Ruth McLean of Nome and John Conway of Sitka, whose terms had expired. Bolden is controller for the Ketchikan Pulp Company, and Mrs. Bullock is owner and manager of the B&R Tug and Barge line of Kotzebue. These, then, are the members of the University of Alaska's Board of Regents, the guiding hand behind your university. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. For the past several weeks, we've been talking about summer programs at the University of Alaska. Today, we shall discuss another such program. The University of Alaska's summer music camp is aimed at a younger student level, at the high school musicians. The camp is designed to encourage these young musicians through private lessons and group performances, and to improve their musical abilities. This summer music camp is our story today on This Is Your University. We have with us today Professor Charles W. Davis, head of the University of Alaska's Department of Music and coordinator of the Summer Music Camp. Professor Davis, could you tell our audience just what is the Summer Music Camp and when and where it will be held?
The Summer Music Camp is a program offered for both junior and senior high school students who are currently enrolled in their own programs at their grade level, but who are interested in further musical study during the summer time. It's comparable to the summer music camps offered in most state institutions, and the program begins at the University of Alaska on July the 17th and runs for a full 4-week period ending August the 11th. The camp is held on the University of Alaska campus utilizing the music facilities, the recreational facilities of the university.
Well, just what will this program include, Professor Davis?
The program includes not only participation in major ensembles such as the band, the orchestra, chorus, but also we have a program in opera workshop. We have the opportunity for participation in small ensembles. And one very important feature, we think, is the opportunity for lessons, private lessons, in their area of specialization. That is, they can take violin lessons, cello lessons, flute lessons, band instrument lessons of all sorts, piano lessons, and voice lessons as well. Then we offer courses as well in music theory and music history, which they can take.
Well, rumor has it, Professor Davis, that you'll be doing the Broadway musical Bye Bye Birdie this year. Is that true?
We each summer have presented, when I say each summer, this is our fourth year, have presented a musical. We started out with a very short, but I think a colorful show, Roaring Camp. And then for 2 years, we presented Gilbert and Sullivan productions. And now we would like to go into a lighter type of program for this summer, and we are considering the Bye Bye Birdie as our work for the summer.
Well, who will compose the faculty for this summer music camp? Is it university people, or?
We draw from the university music faculty, but in addition to that, we bring in guest conductors. And this year, I think we have two of the very finest conductors available for this type of program. For the orchestra program, we are again bringing up a man who 2 years ago did a tremendous job with the orchestra here, and this is Mr. Schlichting, Mr. Fred Schlichting from Olympia, Washington. Just prior to coming here, he is directing a program in California as a part of the American String Teachers Association program for us conductors, outstanding string players, and will be coming up to Alaska just following the conclusion of that program, timing it with our opening date. In the band area, we have a man who has been in Alaska many times, not as familiar in this area, perhaps, as in southeastern Alaska. This is Mr. Robert Miller, who is an associate professor of music at Washington State University at Pullman. And Mr. Miller is not only a tremendous personality as far as leading younger people, but is recognized by everyone in the country as an outstanding woodwind specialist. He has appeared as an instrumental clinician throughout the country. And I think these two men particularly are as fine as any summer music camp can offer in any university. From our own faculty, we have three people who will be working with the camp. The first is the Jean-Paul Billot, who is well known for his work as a concert pianist, is certainly an outstanding piano teacher. And I know last summer, his first year with the camp, his classes were extremely successful. Everyone was most enthusiastic about them. We are also using help in the vocal program this year and also to teach some work in theory and history, Mrs. Sharon Magers, who is a member of our faculty and is an outstanding musician, a fine soprano soloist. I will be teaching some voice and also directing the chorus and working with the opera workshop.
Well, Professor Davis, I'm sure that we've already sold many young musicians on the idea of the music camp. Just where will they stay? How much will it cost? And who do they contact here at the university for reservations for the camp?
The entire instructional program of the camp is available for a $50 tuition fee. This includes not only their classwork, their recreational activities, but the private lessons as well for the summer. However, we encourage most of the camp members to stay at home. Obviously, many are from the Fairbanks area, and we encourage them to stay at home. For those wishing to live at the camp, it is possible to get dormitory reservations, and this is done through the housing office at the university. The dormitory fee is the regular rate that is charged for the summer programs here. And whether they live on the campus or at home, they have the option of taking meals in the university commons here on the campus.
Well, thank you very much, Professor Davis.
If I may interrupt one more time, I think that we should include the fact that if, for all those that are interested, they should contact the Summer Sessions office.
All right, and thank you, Professor Davis. We wish you the best of luck with your summer music program, and it sounds like it's going to be a most interesting camp. And thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. We've been talking with Professor Charles W. Davis, coordinator of the University of Alaska's Summer Music Camp, on This Is Your University.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. Fifty elementary and secondary school teachers are on the University of Alaska campus this summer to attend a training program that will prepare them to teach in the rural bush schools of Alaska. They are attending the Summer Institute in Rural Education, sponsored by the university's Rural School Project under a grant from the Ford Foundation. During the eight-week orientation, the teachers will undergo an intensive program to prepare them for the difficult job that lies ahead. Today, we will take a brief look at their training program on This Is Your University. Teaching school in Alaska's rural bush schools is a tough job. Many of the students speak little or no English when they first come to school and have little knowledge of Western culture. These children find their school books, even those for learning English, talk about strange objects and concepts. Because of these problems and others, the attrition rate in rural schools is extremely high, not only in the high schools, but also in the junior high and grade schools. The University of Alaska's Rural Schools Project was created to help train teachers to cope with the problems encountered in bush schools. Funded by a five-year grant from the Ford Foundation, the project offered its first training program for the bush school teachers last year. This year, 50 elementary and secondary school teachers are participating in the eight-week orientation program course. Most of these teachers come from the lower 48 and are in Alaska for the first time. During the eight-week training program, they will take a variety of courses specially designed to prepare them for teaching in the bush schools. Of course, anthropology of Alaskan natives stresses the cultural values of the Alaskan natives, problems of acculturation, temporal orientation of Alaska's ethnic groups, and related concepts. Individual assignments in this class acquaint the teachers with the specific groups with whom they will be working. Other courses acquaint the teachers with the specialized methods which they have been developed to work with the native children of the bush areas. Many of these classes focus on the problems of teaching for and improving the limited vocabulary of the students. The teacher trainees also receive instruction on school-community relations, village health and sanitation, techniques in operating and using current audiovisual materials, and even Arctic survival. In addition, lectures by special consultants and recognized authorities in various fields related to education and village living are scheduled during the course. The trainees also assist in adapting and developing new teaching materials now being prepared especially for Alaskan rural schools. Of the 50 teachers attending the Rural Education Institute, about half will teach in state-operated schools, and the remainder will teach in schools operated by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Many of the teachers have already received their teaching assignments. The rest will receive their assignments sometime during the summer. Next fall, when they go out into the village schools, these teachers will be ready to work with the native children, using the latest techniques and methods, thanks to the training they received at your university. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.